Hey everyone, this is Matt and welcome to the Invisible EMF podcast. Great to have you here today. Well, wow, it's been a bit of a break and I really want to keep this good thing going. I really think the information that I'm going to convey through this podcast is super insightful for everyone to educate people on EMFs, give them a little bit more information on how everything works and how to bypass the deceptive products out there in the field. But today I just want to talk about electric fields, which is one of the four non-native EMFs of concern. Now, electric fields, we call them actually AC electric fields, which stands for alternating current, which is the back and forth motions of electrons within, say, wiring when we've got electricity going through there. It's the opposite to DC, which is also used in some electrical systems. DC being direct current, a nice flow of electrons along a conductor. And when we say conductor, I just mean like wiring, basically a copper wiring. So alternating current, the electrons are moving back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. That's the motion. So that's where that AC comes from. Electric fields are caused by voltage. Now, that's simply electrical pressure. So imagine you had a garden hose and you put your finger on the end, turn the water on, and then you've got a buildup of that water in the hose. Now, that's water pressure. That could be equatable to electrical pressure, which is voltage. So the main sources of electric fields are power cords, wiring behind the walls inside the house. So that's a big source. One of the main sources of electric field exposure is the actual wiring behind the walls, which is totally out of your mind because you're not seeing it. All you see is the wall, but behind the wall, there's going to be a ton of wiring behind there going up to the lights, down to the power points, all over the place. And then sometimes also we have electric field exposure coming from transmission power lines. Now, the regular street distribution lines you see on residential streets, those power lines, you don't typically get exposed to electric fields because the field is much higher up around those conductors, around the wiring. But when it comes to transmission power lines, the voltage can be so high on those power lines that the electric field comes all the way down to the ground and actually way out, sometimes even up to 100 meters or so, several hundred feet. So if you can imagine a power cord or even just wiring behind the walls, the electric field expands off that cord or the wiring by about 1.5 meters or 5 feet. So, and the electric field actually, if you could see it, it would be expanding and contracting 120 times per second. And now that's in the US where you're using 60 hertz. It causes also a polarizing push and pull effect on the cells. And it's also electrifying the body, as I mentioned, which also causes body voltage. And that's actually one method of how we measure electric field exposure is by measuring your body voltage. Now, your body should be zero voltage, right? And out in nature, it is. It's zero voltage. We shouldn't be electrified by this artificial electric energy. And so that's what's actually happening. And what also can happen is this can also induce electrical current to flow through the body. This is not good at all. Something you really want to avoid. And I'm just going to take a quick moment to announce our revolutionary EMF protection. Are you ready to safeguard your home from hidden EMF threats? Our cutting-edge EMF protection protocol offers a complete 360-degree defense against all four hazardous EMFs, creating a serene sanctuary for your well-being. Backed, tested, and proven by a decade of assessing and protecting hundreds of homes worldwide using the most advanced EMF detection equipment available, our rigorously tested protocol ensures unmatched protection, validated by scientific research and easily verifiable with any EMF meter. Experience the exclusive difference in EMF protection. Secure your family's health from these unseen risks. claim an exclusive early bird offer at emfprotocol.com. Don't wait. Prioritize your well-being today. Act now and fortify your sanctuary at emfprotocol.com. Now, I want to tell you a story about, it's actually in Canada, where, now you got to remember, firstly, the earth is an absolute dumping ground for electricity. Now, sometimes even in the household electrical system, electricity will be, instead of electricity being sent back on the neutral wire, back out onto the power lines to the transformer, it's sometimes actually sent via the ground. It may be via the grounding electrode or another thing that's going on within the electrical system in the house where the electricity is finding its way back to the transformer via the ground. So you've got to keep in mind the earth, the land, is an absolute dumping ground for electricity and is highly polluted when it comes to electricity. Some places more so than others. Obviously, the more remote places are going to be cleaner than, say, somewhere like a city. Now that you're aware of that, I want to tell you a story about these cows and farmers in Canada. And so what was happening was all these cows were getting cancer, and they did a massive investigation into it, and they found that also the farmers were being affected, and most notably by testicular cancer. And now what they found was that there was strong electrical currents in the ground, and that you can just imagine that as electricity moving along the surface of the earth, of the land there. The cows, because they're standing, they've got four legs, the electrical current was going up one leg, and then to find for it to keep flowing, it had to flow down the other leg of the cow. And that's what they found to be causing cancer in all of these cows. And so many cows died. And the same thing with the farmers. Them walking on the land, the electricity was going up one leg and then down the other, and it was causing a high rate of testicular cancer in farmers in this region. We're talking about electrical current here, the flow of electricity. It's relatable to voltage and electric fields. So, and when you have an electric, remember when you have, when you're exposed, when you're within that electric field zone, when you're within that 1.5 meters or that 5 feet of your wall where there's wiring behind there, you're within that push and pull polarizing electric field. And now when you're within that, not only is your body being electrified, as we've mentioned, just like a light globe, but there's also induced currents in the body, flowing of electricity, and this is detrimental to our health. And so that also brings me to the subject of grounding. You have to be very careful when you're grounding. When you're outside, and you know how polluted the earth is now with electricity, when you're outside and you're walking barefoot, what's happening? You're being electrified as you walk in, and that electric current, especially if you're standing still, will be going up one leg and down the other. You do not want that. So when we ground in, it's very important to ground somewhere more remote, out in nature, well away from power lines, cell towers, all the things, all the electrification of the world that we're living in today. You want to be well away from all of that. And even better, if you are in a polluted area, it's hard to, obviously hard for the everyday person to test this stuff to see how polluted the ground is when it comes to electricity. But you can protect yourself in a built-up environment, a city or anywhere like that, by wearing shoes with rubber soles. So all of this talk about grounding is great, but do it well away, out in nature, out in remote areas, in areas like built-up environments. It's really a no-go just because of how polluted the earth is now when it comes to electricity. And a lot of homes, again, are dumping that electricity back into the ground, and it's then flowing through the ground back to the transformer. Our electrical system in our house is a circuit. The electricity needs to come into your house, and it needs to flow back out of your house on the neutral wire, back out into the power lines, back to the transformer. It needs to create an entire circuit. That's getting a little bit more technical, but let's talk about the way we measure electric fields. And so what we do is we test for body voltage. And that's basically the electric field couples onto the body, causing an increased voltage, typically on the skin. Electric fields can also be tested just freely in the air. So our bodies should be zero when it comes to body voltage. And out in nature, that's what we'll find. If I test your body voltage out in nature, it will be zero. That's because we're not around any electrical systems. You're not within that 1.5 meters or that 5 foot of a power cord or wiring behind your walls or standing near a transmission power line. You're not near any of that stuff. So out in nature, when I test your body voltage, it should be zero. And now that's how we've evolved over millions of years. We've evolved with a body voltage of zero. All of this electric field exposure, it's all new. And this is only in the last 100 to 150 years due to the electrification of the planet. Before that, we were exposed to none of this. We're exposed to no electric fields whatsoever. Again, just going over, the most important things that this is affecting is melatonin production and sleep. It actually affects deep stage four sleep. So when we're testing for electric fields and when we're talking about reducing our exposure, the most important place of all is our bedroom. If you're interested in the EMF protection protocol I just mentioned, we give you all of the steps to completely eliminate all of that electric field exposure, and especially around the bed. Checklists for your electrician. We cover all of the avenues for eliminating those electric field exposures. But again, it comes back to the bed. We want to get your bed as close to zero as possible, because when you're sleeping, that's when your melatonin production is going on, and that's the number one thing that's affected. Now, melatonin production, as you know, it's one of the main antioxidants for the body to counteract oxidization of cells and deterioration of cells, aging. Melatonin is the antidote to it. We want to watch that our melatonin production is not affected, because it's such an important aspect to the body's cleansing and keeping vital health. I look forward to talking about the other three non-native EMFs of concern in our next few episodes. I'll go over those, and you take care over this holiday period, and I hope to be in touch shortly with another episode. And just wondering what I should talk about next. We'll probably talk about dirty electricity, because that's relatable to electric fields. It's the pollution of the electric field is what we call dirty electricity. So the more polluted the electric field is, the more dirty electricity you have. So I think that's probably a good one to talk about next. So yeah, until then, stay safe and we'll talk soon. Bye.